You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Before we dive into the content, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
You know how we're always on the hunt for awesome furniture, decor, and supplies for our short-term rentals?
We're going to let you in on our secret weapon, Manoan. They are a free platform for hosts that offers steep discounts on over 150 top brands. Think Wayfair, Article, Our House, Liza, Parachute, California Design In, Public Goods, and Society 6. Plus, the ability to centralize all ordering and reordering needs to make tracking and bookkeeping a breeze.
I had my eye on gorgeous linens from Parachute, wanting to give our listing that wow factor with better quality that lasts. And my Manoan discount actually made it more cost-effective over the long run than the budget options requiring constant replacement. Seeing the savings, I naturally had to order more. All I had to do was head to their site, install their browser extension, which makes shopping so, so simple, and add items across partner brands to my cart with just a few clicks.
And when guests inevitably ask you about that awesome Lisa mattress that you purchased through Manoan, at a major discount, no less, you can point them to a custom digital storefront called Manoan Showroom. The best part? When guests shop their stay, you'll earn commission from hundreds of stores, including featured items you didn't purchase through Manoan.
So, head over to Manoan.com/TFV_podcast or simply click the link in our show notes to sign up. Let the savings and the earnings begin.
Hello, welcome back to another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. Let's kick this episode off like we do each and every week, and that is celebrating one of you, our incredible listeners. You're heading on over to sdrshare.com. You're sharing everything you can about your short-term rental so we can celebrate you here on the podcast. Annette, who are we sharing this week?
This week, we are sharing at Whimsical Mouse Manor. Love that name. And then when you dig in, it's a Mickey Mouse themed house. Here is what I am going to share with you guys. This design is so niche to mouse fans, but it's so well done. I actually want to put I'm going to offer to everyone. I want you to go to their Instagram. I want you to look and go room by room and challenge yourself. Is there a room in your house that needs upgraded? All right. I want to challenge you to look at your competition. Whimsical Mouse Manor, they know they have steep competition in this area. Okay. They came to play. They knew who they were marketing to. They're 3 miles from Disney. They are not messing around. Couple of things I love. They have a wall in their dining room that they put all mouse ears, but like really well done, artistic, hung up. They have an amazing mural, but it looks custom and so just dialed in. There's not one place that you look in this house and the family staying there isn't going to be quote unquote entertained by their design. And then last but not least, just when you think they couldn't do anything any better, I spy an amazing, amazing safety signs in their pool area. I have not seen signs at a pool area in a short-term rental displayed like this. Maybe not ever. No diving. It's on their wall. It's clean. It's neat. But they are putting safety first for their guests because Yes, I'm sure they have a lot of families, a lot of little kids. Pool safety has to be really important. So check out all of their photos. They will give you design tips and safety tips, both. And that is what I call an amazing STR share when we can merge design and safety together. So well done.
Let's pivot to today's episode. And we want to talk about the truth behind midterm rentals, especially if you want to pivot back and forth from a short-term strategy to a midterm back to a short-term. There's a lot of hype out there, a lot of talk out there that somehow midterm rentals are just going to save you during your short-term rental slow seasons. We are at least 3 years into doing the hybrid approach. So we think we know a thing or two that we can share with you about our experience, what we know to be true. And it's not all roses and butterflies and puppy dogs. So today we're going to share the five things that you don't think of when listing your home as a midterm rental.
All right. So reality number one, it is not guaranteed money like everyone on TikTok and Instagram wants to tell you it is, because the midterm rentals, they're not as stable, or they don't offer the predictable income that everyone preaches.
Listen, you are one message away from a guest checking out early. So think about this. Your guests, they're looking for temporary housing. All right. They have short contract jobs. Maybe there's project delays. They might even be undergoing medical treatments. So these are all things that change quickly, all right? Very quickly. And the person left at the end of the day holding the lease that, you know, they want to break early is you, because that is part of the gamble of taking a midterm guest. And guess what? If you do get someone is steady, is reliable, they want extensions. And those are just as unpredictable. They want you to hold the spot, hold the spot, hold another 30 days, hold another 60 days, hold another 90 days.
And then boom, all of a sudden they're done, let them go, and they have to like get out. And you're like,
wait, I've been owning this spot.
Yeah. And it's just like you want to extend the stay, or say like create a good rapport within the midterm rental world. Let's say you're working with placement agencies, or midterm rental guests talk to other midterm rental guests, especially if there's a lot of activity going on in your area. There's a lot of construction projects or things of that nature where you have contractors and project managers, and they tell each other, hey, stay with Sarah Danette. They'll hold a spot for you. So if your contract gets extended, it'll be great. That's one way of looking at it. And yes, you serve them, the guests, and you get a good reputation there. But what you compromise on the other end are vacancies. Because then their contract ends and you weren't working to get another lead, which, by the way, takes a lot longer than you think it will. And you're left with these awkward amounts of stays. And unless you can offset that with short-term stays, which now the OTAs don't like you because you have these long blocks of your calendar, it is just not as predictable or steady as people lead you to believe they are.
Reality two, you have to juggle multiple platforms to remain visible to that potential one guest that needs a midterm stay during the dates that you have open. All right, so you're juggling multiple platforms, making sure that you're visible even when you're booked, because you need to be getting that next guest, and also making sure you're trying to keep reviews on all platforms. And when you're only having maybe four guests a year, it's hard to have like steady reviews to prove to that next guest that you're an amazing host.
Yeah, it is. And again, all these realities, it's not to say that they're not worth the hard work, but they just get sold as this like
easy button.
And people love finding their midterm rental guests on Airbnb, right? Because we all feel like Airbnb guests, they're safer somehow, which don't get us started there. But Airbnb alone won't sustain a profitable midterm rental strategy. The fees are higher on Airbnb versus Furnished Finder, which has a flat annual fee, or direct booking. So listen, for all of you out there thinking that midterm rental is going to be this other reality where you have to, you get to avoid direct bookings, and facing that reality of figuring out direct bookings, you are flushing so much money down the toilet by getting those leads from Airbnb. And then, like you said, they stay for so long, they don't leave the review, or if they do, it takes forever to get that review. So it's just this like catch 22 of trying to gain trust across these platforms. They stay for so long though, so those opportunities to add that trust to the platform is really hard to do.
And Sarah mentioned it, with the new Airbnb platform fees, with those month-long stays, I mean, you're gonna have to understand that math and make sure that you have adjusted properly, and hopefully you have headed into the future. And we know that Airbnb's work feature, it really can help you.
Yeah.
But different platforms attract a different clientele, and you really need to be working across all of them, again, to sustain that occupancy.
Let's talk about something that every short-term rental owner has to deal with.
Taxes.
Every city and county has its own rules, filing deadlines, and systems. It's complicated, and it's easy to miss something.
And if you do miss something, you could end up with penalties or surprise bills later on.
That's why we recommend My Lodge Tax by Avalara. They handle your filings, payments, and paperwork, so you stay compliant without spending hours trying to figure it out all by yourself.
Right now, TFE listeners get $100 off the setup fee for each new property added by December 31st, 2025.
Go to www.mylodgetax.com to book a demo and tell them TFE sent you to get the $100 off the setup fee.
Tax compliance doesn't have to be confusing. Let My Lodge Tax handle it for you. Again, that's www.mylodgetax.com to book a demo and tell them TFE sent you to get $100 off each property.
Reality number three, the turnovers. Okay, you're doing less of them, but my goodness, are they heavier footprints.
Mm-hmm. Unlike a short-term rental, if you've just had a stay for a night or a few days, those can take, you know, just a few hours. Midterm rental turnovers, I'm being honest here, could require days of work. Why? Because you are now deep cleaning, all right? Reordering, doing a full inventory of all the supplies, replacing items that have been fully lived in, okay? They have been here 24/7 for, again, 30, 60, 90, 120 days. So that wear and tear is much heavier. A lot of times when you have guests, you know, they're maybe in town for an event or visiting other people and just in and out of the house, maybe they're just there to rest their head. These guests are staying. They are living. Listen, they are purchasing plants. They're purchasing mattress toppers, patio furniture. There are so many items that are left behind when they depart because they have made it their home, and rightfully so, while they've been staying with you.
And here's the thing. You might be thinking what I'm thinking right now in my head about what you're thinking, which is, well, just get in there and clean every couple weeks, every 3 weeks, every 4 weeks. Okay. But that's just another level of operations that MTRs are supposed to have us, you know, avoid by just getting someone in there and being able to like sit back and kick up our feet and relax. It's like, if you don't want to have that heavy footprint, that heavy turnover, if you want to get in there and making sure that the furnishings, the linens, the terry, all of that stuff are being respected and properly laundered, all that kind of good stuff, then you're going to have something, a system in place to help you get in there more often. And you have to communicate that with the potential guest who's going to be staying.
Schedule it.
Who is going to pay for it? All that kind of good stuff. But that is the one great thing that we've found to offset those heavy turnovers and being surprised and having to block your calendar for 4 or 5 days to recoup. But then it's like, those are occupancy or, you know, vacancy days that I wouldn't have had to.
We've learned that the hard way, suffer. By the way, of trying to do a turnover.
No, don't do that.
One day.
No.
You will.
Even if you do mid-stay cleans and you know the last time you were there 2 weeks ago,
you
was fine.
You got to do a full inventory, a full deep clean.
Yeah.
All the things.
Yeah. This is where operation tools like Breezeway are essential.
And Breezeway is truly one of our favorite. I'm going to have to say Sarah's can't live without hosting tools.
Hospitality does not stop at the booking. It is the work that follows, the inspections, the repairs, the stocking, the cleaning. Breezeway keeps all of that organized so nothing slips through the cracks, especially for during and after a midterm rental stay, and of course, during a short-term rental stay. And I love their app.
Seriously, she stares at it sometimes. And
I just like adding things to it.
She loves SOPs, okay? But she's always on the go. You're a host. We're all on the go. So having the app with everything about your property right there at your fingertips is unbelievable. So do yourself a favor. Level up your work as a host. Go get on Breezeway today. We're going to put their information in the show notes. Reality number four, there are leasing and legal requirements. I'm telling you, I'm lucky with this that I never had any issues because stays over 28 days, depending on where you are in the country and the world, they usually require a lease. You are now a landlord. You want to talk about potential of squatter situations without a proper lease? Woof! Like,
With a proper lease, squatter situations are hard.
That is where fair housing, there are so many layers to this. And I can say I literally would take midterm rental bookings on Airbnb. And I was so naive of what the risk was there. So here are some things that we need to be asking ourselves without, you know, without this proper lease in place. So some questions you need to ask. Who's writing the lease? Like, oh my gosh, like, talk to the attorney now. Who, you know, how are you sending it? How are you signing it? If the guest extends, if someone's ready to send an updated agreement, obviously you can do all these things online. But
it's all possible. It's all doable.
But we just want you to think about this stuff at a time. Some cities, some states, some municipalities, like you often need to be a licensed, maybe real estate agent, broker, something legal there to send those leases. And if not, you need to team up with someone, and most likely then you're paying them a portion of the fee because they are taking on that risk and you're using their software and their systems, which are critical here. And again, we're not saying it's not worth it, but our job is to make you aware of all of the things that short-term rental hosts don't think of when they're thinking of pivoting to midterm rentals.
Well, and I want to clarify here. So if you own the property, and again, like there are so many different jurisdictions and nuances, what have you, you can send a lease for your midterm rental. But if you are a co-host where it's already a gray area, you managing stays for a property that you don't own. And now if someone wants to stay more than 28 days, just really understand what you're allowed and not allowed to do. And that's where like, and if you figure out that you can't, you're like, oh, I just won't host midterm stays. But then I think you're doing your client a disservice by not being able to be flexible with stays. If someone wants to stay more than 28 days and now you can't do it because you're not allowed to, again, it's just this nuance that hosts don't think about.
And you have to also check with your insurance agency. Yeah. They might think you're under 28 day stays. All of a sudden, something goes into over 28 day stays. So again, that's another conversation you need to have with your attorney, your accountant, and your insurance broker. Reality number five, the ongoing property maintenance is harder. Like, I'm just going to be honest, like out of sight, out of mind, right? Those 30 days can go by really, really fast. With short-term rentals, you know, you're slotting your maintenance in there very frequently. Let's say your dryer vents, pest control, HVAC, plus your turnover team and inspector is tipping you off to these potential maintenance issues. With a midterm rental, the property is occupied for months at a time. So small maintenance issues could get really big in a very small amount of time. And the thing is, when you're a short-term rental host, it's easy. You're like, you know, you have an opening, let's say from 11 to 4. You can talk to your turnover pro, let them know that your pest control is coming in or the dryer vent's going to get cleaned or HVAC is there. And you could communicate really quickly with them and the house is empty. But when you have to coordinate that with a guest that's living there, it can get really...
just complicated.
It gets complicated. Maybe they work from home. They don't want anybody in the home. There might be several members of the family living in that home at the same time, working, napping, sleeping. They work at night. They work during the day. There's a lot of different variables.
And that goes back to then the lease, to make sure your lease is not just getting any old lease. Mm-hmm. Like, what kind of lease do you need
that you can enter to do maintenance?
Right, where it's not up to the tenant, because they are a tenant now.
I know we're calling them a guest, but
they're a tenant and it's different. And so, yeah, that lease, you can't just get one off, because like there's just different things to take into consideration with how you need to get in that home and operate within that home, like with property maintenance, because mm-hmm. it, you know, you need to get in there to make sure that the filters are being changed and that, you know, pest control still need all those things we talked about. They still need to happen. The dryer vents still need to be cleaned out.
Maybe even more frequently, because it is being lived in 24/7. Yeah. And here's the deal.
I'm getting heated.
It is now their home for that period. So these levels, like these vary. So some guests, again, they don't want anybody coming in, even for this preventative work. It's adding that layer of complexity. We just wanted to keep it real with you today of these five realities that a lot of people don't think of. And the reason we want to share this with you too is you might not even be thinking about doing midterm rentals, but you will inevitably at some point in time on the OTAs get a ping for someone that wants to stay for 30, 60, 90, an extended stay. And they will have you thinking that this is the jackpot. So we just have to set you straight, have these things that you haven't thought about. When you do get that request from someone that wants to stay for a midterm rental.
We're not saying don't do it. That is not what this video is about. This is about preparing you and getting you to think. And just one more reminder that we give with every single time we pop in here is that there is no easy button, everyone. There's no silver bullet. No matter, renting out your property comes with risk. It comes with work. Even with long-term rentals, unless you hire it out, delegate all that work to a property manager. And property managers, y'all, they work really hard.
Yeah.
Whether it's for a long-term rental, a short-term rental, or a midterm rental. And it's work that not a lot of people want to do. I'm an absolute sicko, and I understand that, and that's fine. But it is a lot. Honestly, property managers, it is one of those gigs that a lot of people don't want to get into it. They don't want to do that work. And it's because it's hard. It is complicated. There are a lot of nuances and laws around it. Tell the story, Annette, of one of our members who's having really difficulty right now with these midterm rental guests.
Oh, they're all leaving early. They are all their
leaving?
Yes. The job contract is ending early. Some of them, I'm just going to say, they have relationship issues. It's kind of why they moved in the first place, moving out.
Oh.
Medical. She lives really close to a hospital, and there are people that, unfortunately, maybe their medical treatment has ended abruptly. They can't afford it anymore. And so she's left, like, you know, empty keyed. You know, the tenant is gone, and she's right back at square one. Actually worse, because now she's scrambling, where before she was preparing for it and trying to go after them, even when they have a signed lease. Oh, it is difficult. It's difficult to do.
Let me tell you this thing too. So you might think that once you have them in house, you're like, okay, Sarah and Annette, I'm going to get Breezeway, which you should. And I'm going to get all of this on schedule. My lease is going to say all the things so that we can get in the property, do all the things. And that's great. And that will make your job so much easier. I also recommend you setting up some sort of system so you do all the things that you need to do before they move in. There's a lot, if they come from various OTAs or wherever they come from, there might be different steps. So that's one thing. If they are truly a direct book, I say you even do it when they're from Airbnb, but credit checks,
background checks,
income checks.
And this has to be fair across every single applicant. You have to be fair here.
Yes.
You have to be fair.
Systematize all that. But let me tell you another myth. I'll give you a bonus myth. And that myth is...
I had a bonus.
Oh,
I do. Okay, do it.
Is that they're going to somehow like not talk to you much. And let me tell you that a midterm rental guest talks way more than a short-term rental guest
right.
does. And it's not because I was like, maybe this is because I don't answer their questions up front. Listen, with me, it's like extreme ownership. I need to put more signs in the property, or my welcome book needs to be more, what have you. And it's like, I don't know if they're lonely. I don't know what it is, but it is no less for sure than a short-term rental guest.
My bonus tip is, especially if you are listing on Airbnb, you have got to be really clear that if they are staying for 30, 60, 90 days, that you are not replenishing toilet paper, paper towels,
about that. Yeah.
All of the dish soaps, the laundry soap, like there is this, you know, if that is something that you have put in the listing that you supply it, you have to let them know that it will not be supplied during the 30, 60, 90 days, or you will get stuck, you know, drop shipping supplies to their house because they will demand it. And you don't want to get that negative review when they feel like they were misled, because in the short term stay, all of that is provided. And it was not clear during the midterm stay that it was not provided.
And now I understand why. I had some friends of mine who have done midterms for years and years. And they, I walked into one and it's beautifully furnished, beautifully designed. But when I tell you, there is not one towel, there is no soap, there are no consumables. And I was like,
Jenna,
how can you be so inhospitable? And like now she kept it simple. And a lot of these traveling people do bring their own terry. They do bring their own bedding. And they know that when they come in, they kind of drop their stuff off and they go to the grocery store and get what they need. We haven't done that yet, but I totally understand simplifying it and giving them the furniture and taking care of that and making sure it's cared for so that that next tenant that comes in enjoys the same beautiful space, that you're not having to rebuy stuff because it wasn't cared for during the stay. Mm-hmm. And then you're hundreds of dollars in the hole. And this whole midterm rental thing was supposed to be better than short-term rentals. I'm just saying, it's all great, but just prepare yourself. It's not easier. It's just different.
And listen, so we know, the great thing about this, though, is like pivoting can work. And sometimes you might be forced to pivot. You know,
yes,
you might be.
I'm grateful for it.
You might be in an area where there are super slow seasons and you have to get somebody in there. Your property, the area you're in, the homeowners association,
yes,
the condo, the city, some of it might force you into this. And that's why now you're aware and you can go into midterm rentals with this eyes wide open.
So to recap, midterm rentals aren't easy money. Occupancy, you know, easy button. They require unique planning around your financials, the turnover, the leases, the maintenance, the visibility. Pivoting can work and we do it, but it is a lot of work. And I think that is where the misconceptions are. I mean, if there's probably one through line through our whole podcast, Annette, it's like, this is work.
I'm here to work.
I love working. You should find the work you love. I don't totally buy that you'll never then work a day in your life, but you'll enjoy what you do if you like the world that you're in.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. With that, I am Sarah Karakane.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.